This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the costs of playing catch-up to get into community college. Our remedial or developmental classes, they cost money, but often don't count for college credit, causing many students to give up. Community colleges are rethinking this now. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
It's just before noon, and Robert Peluso is wrapping up his English 1A class at Mount San Antonio College. Many of his busy students head off to jobs or home to take care of children.
All right, great work, everybody. I'll see you Monday.
Peluso's two-hour class is part of the community college's strategy to get more students to graduation faster by packing three semesters' worth of work into one semester, plus a short intersession over winter break. Students meet 4 days a week at the college outside Los Angeles. They start with remedial composition, then move through two college-level writing courses.
By the end of June, they'll be done with all of their composition requirements to transfer to UC or Cal State.
At Mount SAC, as it's known, just half of the 29,000 students finish a degree or transfer within 6 years. Peluso says the compressed classes have higher retention and completion rates than traditional classes. His student, 27-year-old Janelle Yanez, says the camaraderie helps.
You build like a support group with the students because they carry on through each class, and we help each other stay accountable.
Yanez plans to transfer to Cal State Los Angeles in the fall for a bachelor's in fire science. She's in the Air National Guard and using her military benefits to pay for college.
And the faster I get done using it, the more benefits I have to carry on to other things.
More than three-quarters of Mount SAC students need remedial English or math before they can move on to college-level classes. That can sometimes mean several semesters before those students take courses related to their chosen field. Don Shore is Associate Dean of Instruction. He says if a student starts out at the lowest level in math,
the chances of them making it, of succeeding, comes in at about 1.3%. There are so many obstacles and so many exit points that we're not getting them to our programs.
To help students stick with it, the college is also trying to make its remedial courses more relevant. Starting in the fall, classes will be built around eight career clusters. Professor Robert Peluso will teach an English class geared towards students interested in the fine arts. Other classes will incorporate healthcare or business concepts.
If they're in it sooner, they have the information sooner about what that career field entails.
So they feel like they're making progress toward that career, or can decide sooner if they want to switch gears. In Walnut, California, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And after the mess with Corinthian Colleges, the private outfit that defrauded students, the U.S. government set up a new system where affected student loans could be quickly canceled. Yesterday, however, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos called for a, quote, regulatory reset on this, effectively delaying the start of the speedy loan cancellation system. DeVos says debt relief is still being offered, but claims the Obama-era system was unfair to students and schools.